Grocery stores have been open throughout the pandemic, and workers in those stores have been considered essential. But there have been more than a few viral videos over the last year showing customers who are upset about COVID protocols in stores, often mask requirements, treating grocery workers terribly, yelling and cursing at them, throwing items at them, and worse. To get a sense of what it's been like to be a grocery worker during the pandemic, I'm joined by Mandy Bublitz. She lives in the Valley and works at a grocery store. She's been there for a few years now. And Mandy, have you seen an evolution of how customers have behaved when they're in your store?
Yes, definitely. For the most part, I've worked retail before. This is my first grocery job. Our customers are really great. We have great customers, and I didn't expect that. Even through most of the pandemic, our customers have been understanding, except for maybe where the masks come in.
Really? So like you didn't catch a lot of flack when like you didn't have toilet paper and that kind of thing, but it's when you have to ask people to wear masks that's the problem?
Yeah, well, there's two types of customers. Well, there's a bunch of different types of customers. Like our general customer base seems really great. The pandemic, you know, everybody, no one knew what to expect. So everyone was kind of on the same page in that. We just didn't know. We didn't know what customers would be like. They didn't know what to expect when they came into the store. I guess the biggest thing for me is just not knowing how customers will respond, whether it's asking them to wear a mask or asking them to leave because they won't wear a mask. If that makes sense. Like it's just the not knowing because nobody knows. It was a pandemic. It is a pandemic. We didn't know what to expect.
Have you had to ask customers to put their masks on?
Oh, absolutely. It's part of my everyday and it has been since last February.
Have you gotten a lot of pushback from customers on that or do they generally say, okay, sorry about that?
Both. Usually it's hard to gauge when a customer walks in. Once you start talking to them, you know either way. I mean, you instantly know if a customer is pro-mask or anti-mask. As soon as you ask them to wear a mask, you can kind of tell just by their response. Now, because we've been in the pandemic for so long, I feel like if a customer walks in without a mask on, they just don't want to wear a mask.
Does your grocery store require customers to wear masks?
Yes. And we have since, I think we've always followed CDC guidelines. So whenever the CDC first said, we want everyone to wear masks, that's what we've followed.
Now, you know, some of these moments have seemingly gone viral where grocery store workers have asked customers to put on masks and it goes south really quickly, either verbally or physically or some other way. Have you had any instances like that?
Personally, I've had customers say not nice things and be aggressive in that manner. I've never had anyone be physically violent or, I mean, I guess I shouldn't, no one's ever been violent. We have customers say really nasty things, but for the most part, at our store, nothing physical has ever happened. There's been a couple push, shove, throwing product as they leave, things like that. But never anything really threatening, I would say. We've heard tons of stories from our chain and other grocery chains, you know, of customers gone wild. But we haven't really seen that in our location, thank goodness.
Have you gotten any kind of training about how to handle customers in those kinds of situations?
I'm a manager. Not that that means a ton, except that I do have other employees that look to me about what we should do and how we treat customers. We haven't gotten any training other than some, I think we've had a couple videos, but not really specifically where masks are concerned.
So what are your strategies for trying to diffuse these kinds of situations?
I'm glad you ask. I've kind of made a game of it. Like, how calm can I remain? How nice can I be when I have a customer that's not happy and saying terrible things? That's been my best thing, just to, I have a little bit of a temper, which you can't have a temper in customer service. Like, that does not serve you. So I always, the nastier customer gets, the more polite and the nicer I try to be. And honestly, sometimes it's just trying to understand or just letting them vent. Some people just want to tell you. Some people just want to tell you why they're not going to wear a mask or why they don't want to shop in the store, which seems funny to me because why would you? I mean, maybe they don't have anybody else to talk to. I'm not sure. Sometimes you just have to talk to them and it's okay. But sometimes people just want to come in to make a point and not wear a mask. And they come in, they raise a fuss, and then they leave.
Have you noticed any difference since the governor rescinded a lot of the restrictions and basically said cities and counties were not allowed to have mask mandates in place? Like, has that changed anything for you? Have you seen more customers coming in not wearing masks or not wanting to since that happened?
Yes, absolutely. It coincided with my store not having door people. So we had a person that was their entire job was standing at the door telling people to wear masks, welcoming them into our store, but also saying, hey, you need to wear a mask. So we no longer have a door person at the same time that the governor said, hey, you don't need to wear masks. So now I see a lot of customers come in, and because there's no one there saying, hey, put a mask on, they just don't wear a mask.
So you mentioned that you are a manager, so there are clearly other coworkers of yours who look to you for help and guidance. Like, how are you all doing?
I think for the most part, it was really nice to have a job all year. I know so many people that weren't able to work this year or lost jobs or had to change jobs. So I'm really happy I had a job, and I think a lot of my coworkers feel that way also, but it's just been a really, really tiring year for everybody. But also, we haven't had that break. So it's just been a really long, tiring year.
All right. Well, Mandy, thank you so much for your time. Stay safe. Be well.
Thanks. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you having me.
Mandy Bublitz lives in the Valley and works in a grocery store.